We've addressed some things in practice, and you know, he's cleaned it up. And it's one of those deals where it's part of his feel, because he truly is a feel kicker. And we just had to get his timing squared away, and he feels pretty good now. He had a good week this week.
When you say feel, you mean like he's not so much into the technical aspects of it?
Oh, no, there's technique to it. Oh, okay. There's technique to it. There's just a rhythm to kicking field goals.
Right.
So he's tied in with the snap, the hold, the whole bit. There's a rhythm to kicking field goals, and we just needed to get some timing things squared away, and it's gotten taken care of. They had a really good week this week.
Seems to be pretty good mentally, too. He doesn't think that this is anything overreaching problems, just specific to these kicks in these situations.
No, you got to move on, get to the next kick. They're all, you know, and he has the same mentality, whether it be a PAT or a longer field goal, they're all the same kick. It can be in the first quarter, it can be in the fourth quarter, it can be in overtime, they're all the same kick. And he has to stay in that frame of mind, and he does a really good job of that.
Yeah, and people aren't used to seeing him miss, especially in a close sequence like that. I guess he's the same way. He's kind of not accustomed to this, but you feel like that he's okay with it, that he's squared away now, as you say.
I don't know that he's not okay with it. But I think it's like I said, he's going to move on. He's not going to belabor the point. He's not going to linger on it. I want him to move on. You know, I want him to get to the next kick. There's nothing he can do about that kick. You know, there's absolutely nothing you can't fix it. You can't change it. You can't go back. So the best thing he can do is move forward and get to the next kick. And that's where he's really good. You know, his frame of mind is, hey, look, they're all, he treats, that's what I'm getting at. He treats all those kicks the same, whether it's the overtime winner, whether it's the first quarter PAT. You have to approach all those kicks the same. You can't say, okay, now this is on this kick's really important. You follow me? Hey, and you know, that's why I tell guys to stay away from the kickers on the sideline. They don't need you walking up to them and say, hey, look, we need this one. Well, I think he knows that. You follow me? So you really have to do a good job. Is, hey, the first quarter PAT is the same kick in the fourth quarter winner, or else you're going to play games with your mind that will just blow you up. You got no chance. So that's what I'm getting at. He does a really good job of it's the same kick. It's the same kick. You know, you follow me? You can't rank kicks. Okay, on this one I'm really going to try. On this one, this is okay. It's just the first quarter kick. So you have to stay out of that because it's easy to go down that road, you know. So as a kicker and as a special team coach, we look at it differently. First quarter, that's an important kick. You follow me? All right, fourth quarter, all right, or overtime, that kick counts. It's important. It's a big kick, you know, so. And the rule changes, obviously, at the 15-yard line, and being able to return it for 2 points has intensified it even that much more. So they're all the same kick.